we learn Mishabura and make you believe you
learn.
We're going to teach Mishabura and we're going to make you believe you. You know what I mean? Should we do it that way, or should we learn the Gemara, or that quote the Gemara is going to be with us?
Shara Bodas Hashem. Perek Shmini, which is really unlike the whole Perek. It's different than the whole Perek. He delves into a philosophical question here after he finishes explaining and elaborating and analyzing Avodas Hashem. He's bothered by a question: what's this Avodas Hashem all about? Isn't it predestined? Many psukim are mashma that everything that happens in the world is predestined. You know, it goes off the track into a whole different inyan, a philosophical question. Many psukim are mashma that everything is predestined, even the actions of people. And many psukim are mashma that a person has bechira chofshis, that a person can choose. Uvachar to bachayim, right? Reina sati lefanecha, yom is achayim, is atov, is amod, is nesora. So what's going on? That's what the seichel, that's what the nefesh, I'm sorry, doesn't understand. So we'll start from page Kuf Yud Gimel. The paragraph of Omer HaSeichel. The Seichel says, "Ain." So the Seichel answers the Nefesh, "Ain b'meshe hiskart mikshi hatiyum bein shnei dvorim halolu hanemtzorim b'sefer Hashem the sifrei hanaviyim yosumi mashenim tzumehem b'poyel b'derech ha'hizbainimus." A very cute sentence. He says, "You're coming to me like a Talmud Chacham, and you're asking me a kasha from Sukkim, and you have a stira from Sukkim. This pasuk is mashma this way, this pasuk is mashma that way." He says that's not more shver than reality. Look at the reality of the Bria. Look at history. Look at the way people go about their daily lives, and you see the same stira. For who? Mashonu roim matzav pu'ulos adam. You see people attempting to do things, people doing things, things are going on. Things happen. People do things. So you have some things that a person does. Shehem nasim kifima taroso b'chefzo b'mitzoso itim. Sometimes a person, it works. Guy has a plan, whether for good or for evil. A guy, you see, he works on something and you see that the fruits of his machshavos occur. And it certainly seems that he has bechira, and he chooses to do this, and he does it, and it works. The yiyu behepech matarasu v'chetzol v'mitzosom. And if you look around at history or at current events, you see that sometimes someone wants to do something, and the opposite happens. He does something, and the effect of his actions are exactly the opposite of what he wanted. And it seems like he's not in control of events. And it's the, I think there's a law, the Goyim even call it the law of unintended consequences. And you want to do A and B occurs. And you don't seem to be in control. Since his reality really produces the same stira. That's what the Seichel says. So whatever teretz you're going to have for reality, you'll have on the Pesukim too. You don't have to come to me with a longish question. You can ask me the same question from reality. The fact that people at times seem powerless and seem to be just under the influence of events. Also, it looks like you're under the control, the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like Hashem's toying with us. Hashem lets him do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen, he lets a person do, but also Masha'ino Rotsa, and he stops him from doing what he doesn't want to do. A person could become sick, a person could die, a person could, I mean, all sorts of things happen to foil people's plans. Then he says, the Tirezeh, you even find this, the Tirezeh Bo, even something that really a person seems to control, it looks very much that it's in the control of a person. I feel the